some other people's idea of what their grief is or how grief should be. That is their opinion. And I'm also allowed to have my opinion about my grief. They can be wrong. They can be so wrong. And you can live from the love and the beauty that you have for your baby. This biggest thing that I've learned in the grief of TFMR, I learned it here with all of you. I learned it in this community. Our TFMR stories, pregnancy loss support in the heartbreak of terminating a wanted pregnancy.
The following episode was originally recorded as a Facebook Live video in our group, the TFMR Support Circle. So this is a Facebook group, and at the time of this recording, there are almost 700 of us in there now, and I'd like to invite you to join us there if you haven't already. You can go to the tfmrdoula.com/Facebook group, all one word, to apply to join us. I am thinking about releasing my solo episodes first in the Facebook group. So if you'd like to hear them first there, go ahead and join us there. And also in this recording, I mentioned that we are now enrolling for our next private grief circles. This program is called Ascend, and it is for TFMR parents only. It's one of a very few TFMR specific support groups and the only program of this kind where we can really talk about the specific grief and taboo of ending a wanted pregnancy. We also do art and journaling, and I tell different grief stories. It's a holistic program where you'll learn skills to cope and thrive again. Enrollment ends on November 3rd, 2023, so don't miss out. This really is my favorite time of year to host this program. I love doing it from November through January so that you can have support through the holidays and into the new year. And for more info, you can go to the tfmrdoula.com/ascend-apply. So, okay, now on to the biggest thing I've learned in the grief of TFMR.
I really, really loved the prompt from yesterday, all about the biggest thing that you've learned about yourself in the grief of TFMR. And I really loved reading everyone's comments here in the group. It was really beautiful to see, that you've learned to set boundaries and honor your feelings, and you've felt your strength, how you can get through hard things. And yeah, I just really, really loved that prompt yesterday, and I loved reading what everyone wrote. And I wanted to share the biggest thing that I've learned in the grief of TFMR and the grief of losing a wanted baby in such a heartbreaking way, in such a with the whole aspect of the decision and how I had to hold the burden of the responsibility of how it would end and when, even though some of those aspects I didn't really get to decide. I mean, we talk about this a lot, right? Choice and decision, there are not words that, I mean, we talk about them, within TFMR, but sometimes they don't really make sense. So, the biggest thing that I've learned in the grief of TFMR is I saw it as a quote, and I want to read you this quote because this is what I've learned through this grief, through having to parent my baby in this way, through having to get myself through this sick pregnancy in this way. And it's this quote, "Let them be wrong about you." That is what I have learned. I've learned to let them, and there are a lot of thems, but I've learned to let them be wrong about me. So I kind of want to break this down. Looking at the let. So in the letting of them be wrong about me, I surrender. And surrender is such a loaded word in grief, right? But I surrender, to the fact that other people, and I would say a very small subset, have very angry, hateful views about what I went through and what I had to do with my sick pregnancy. But I let them. I allow them to have their opinion. And I want to say again that this is the biggest thing that I've learned in my grief of TFMR. This is not what I've learned about the advocacy around grief or the advocacy around pregnancy loss or bringing awareness to TFMR. That's separate. That is a separate situation that we can talk about in another video. I'm just talking about my grief process. I let other people be wrong about whatever they think about my grief process. So I surrender to what they think. Have you had to do this with a close family member, a friend, even your partner, maybe even yourself at some points? At some points, I've had to let go of like misconceptions and myths about grief as I went through it myself, and I realized, oh, that's actually not true. Like, that people want a lot of alone time. They want to be left alone. They don't want people to bring it up because then they'll feel more sad. It's a misconception. And I realize that because I've felt sad. There's still some days where I just feel sad, and there's sadness. There's sadness around this loss. There just is. And nothing that someone says or doesn't say or does or doesn't do will change that sadness, will change that grief. It just is. So I let them be wrong about that. And then I really like the next word in this sentence, them, because it's not about me. It's about them. It's about them, their misunderstandings, and their grief illiteracy, as I like to call it. I think many of us grew up this way. I remember my grandmother, my mom would tell me about my grandmother's grief for her brother who died in World War II. And I don't ever remember seeing it. No, there was one time that we went to a place where there was a memorial and I saw her grief that day. But beyond that, it wasn't really talked about. And even my mom would say, on certain days, and she didn't even know what days. Now I realize it was probably his death day. It was probably his birthday. Maybe it even was her birthday and he wasn't there to celebrate with her. Maybe it was around a holiday. All of these dates and milestones. Maybe it was when her youngest child, took her first step. And my mom said that she would remember her mom going into her bedroom and crying, but not sharing. So, if you've grown up with this sort of closed, keep it away, keep it separate view of grief, you're not alone. A lot of us grew up in that way, like pushing the emotions aside or taking them somewhere else or not sharing them when what is so healing is to share them. And this biggest thing that I've learned in the grief of TFMR, I learned it here with all of you. I learned it in this community. And I reinforce this belief in this community that it's okay to let other people be wrong about my grief. And that just is a huge relief because then my grief and my love for my baby is what it is. It is expansive and eternal and beautiful and heartbreaking all at once. And have you felt this before? That you want to honor your grief, that you want to honor this deep love that you have for your baby, that it's not something to run from, that it's not something to be afraid of, that you really feel connected to your baby, even in the grief, even in the grief. So I've learned this in the grief of TFMR. So back to the quote, let them, let them. So I talked about both of those words. And the next word is be. Let them be. Because there are so many ways to be. So, so many ways. And again, I'm thinking of the advocacy. You know, you may like to post every so often that in grief, you know, say this, don't say that. That's grief advocacy. But with my grief process, when I let others be, then I can also be. I can also be in my grief. I can be in the moment. I can be fully. And I learned this in TFMR communities. And I remember really experiencing this really deeply with my husband, because his grief process was different from mine. He said later, you know, that he saw how deep my grief was. And also it had happened through my body. So I had the whole body experience and then trauma from the process. I mean, when I was having the DNC performed, he was able to leave the clinic and he had breakfast. So I was going through what I was going through, which eventually would lead to PTSD, you know, body trauma for me. And he was having enchiladas at breakfast. I mean, I imagine that that's what he had. I don't know. I should probably ask him, what did you have for breakfast while I was going through losing our baby in such a horrific way? So I let him be. I let them be. I let other people be. And the next word is wrong. I let them be wrong. And then what's wrong? What's right? What's wrong and what's right? Some other people's idea of what their grief is or how grief should be, that is their opinion. And I'm also allowed to have my opinion about my grief. And being able to express my opinion in Facebook groups like this, also in where we go deeper in the TFMR grief circles, in the Ascend program. If you'd like to join us, we're starting the November, December, January group. Amazing time to join and be in a community who can help you learn this and really embody this, the letting other people be wrong about you, because then you are. So I learned this in the grief circles, and it's reinforced in the grief circles and here in the space and on the Instagram page and emails, all of the places that we communicate with each other. But I would say that being in the grief circles and telling our stories and also sharing about how others are wrong about them and how others around us have been wrong about our grief, the way we grieve, their thoughts about it being an abortion, all the la, 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 la. It's a lot of stuff, and they're allowed to be wrong. They're allowed to be wrong about me. And then the last part, wrong about me. So this grief, what's coming from inside is, I am the mother. That's for me. I am the mother. I am. Not you, not you, not you, not the doctor, not my husband, not this person, not that person, not my best friend, not, you know, so-and-so, whatever, XYZ, 12345 on the interwebs who comments whatever about TFMR and abortion. Not them, me. I am the mother. So whatever word you use for yourself, you can put it in there. I'm the father. I'm the parent. Like, I, me. So this is letting them be wrong about you. This is letting them be wrong about me. They get to be wrong about me because Mama Bear inside here, I mean, what force is stronger in the world? It led me to another state. There are people who have to hide their pregnant bellies and go to another country to do this. This is mama bear energy. This is, I will protect. It can also be mama bear energy for you. It can be, I will protect me. I will mother me. It can be mama bear energy for your other living kids or future kids. I will not put them through this. I will mother them in this way. And I'm using mother for the mama bear energy, for the one who has birthed these babies. So this is what matters. I am the mother. This matters. And they are allowed to be a thousand ways wrong about me. Let them. When I let them be wrong, then I step into this. I step into this energy and I remember why I made this decision. I remember my love for my baby and this pregnancy and the pregnancy illness that it could have caused me to my body, this body. They weren't living that. They weren't living in that. They didn't have the doctor tell them that diagnosis. They didn't experience this. They didn't. They did not. So I let them be a thousand million times wrong through next Tuesday, wrong about me. And these are the type of things that we talk about and we go deep into and we write about, we make art about, we make poetry, we transmute it, we transform it, we do art rituals, we work with colors, we do all these different sorts of activities in the TFMR grief circle, and we have these conversations and we express it, and it's able to come out in love and beauty. That's what I want for my baby's memory. I want love and beauty to come from her memory. And I want it to come from inside of me. And I love sharing it in community. I love being here and doing this video with all of you. Even if you're watching the replay, comment here about the love that you have for your baby. And like, yes, this is me too. Yes, this is me too. So, if you would like to join us, we're starting in November 5th. If you want to join the Sunday group, that's like evening time for UK, Europe, or noon for Eastern time. Or if you want to join the Wednesday group, that one is 7 p.m. Eastern, so sort of evening, afternoon for the Americas time. If you're in any of these places, there have even been people who have joined from Australia. They join the Wednesday night. It's, not Wednesday night for them. They join the Wednesday night circle and it's Thursday morning for them. So hopefully one of those times will work for you if you'd like to join us and feel this and really feel it in your soul and your heart that they can be wrong. They can be so wrong and you can live from the love and the beauty that you have for your baby. And they can still be wrong over there. So I love you all. And here in the replay, I'll put the link to join if you'd like to check it out and join us.